And the church said, oh, y'all can say it better than that. And the church said, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. To Reverend Dr. Lincoln Bingham, to other ministers, officers, and members and friends, it is good to be here. I thank God for allowing me to be here. As I always say, I'm elephant happy and hippopotamus glad to be here. Thank you, Dr. Bingham, for the honor and opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk and before this congregation to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. As I always say, to God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things that he is still doing. Let's give all these singing groups some more love, y'all. Amen. Our children, voices of praise, Miss Lillian with the congregation and Miss Shirley Mucker on piano. Thank God for all of you. Let me briefly here for a little while just read some of the scriptures that I will attempt to expound on. You've already heard it read in your hearing the writings from Matthew. And I'm going to look at 28 again and just read a few verses from this said chapter. It says, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen. I want to use for a message, as you already see in your program, trouble don't last always. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Wonder why I sing? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh,
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. He is not here. He is risen. Trouble don't last always. You know, I came through the teenage years of the turbulent 60s. It was a time of stress and strife. Civil rights activists were many places. There were those who would oppose civil rights activists. And some of us were simply caught in the middle. It was a time of significant trouble, especially for those of us in our late teen years, coming into adulthood. But there were some artists, some musical artists, who would present hope and encouragement. One such musical group was a very young teenage group out of Chicago, Illinois. They called themselves the Five Stair Steps. Some of y'all young folk will have to Google that. It was the year of 1970. They wrote and recorded a song that gave us a better outlook despite the trouble of the 60s. The song was entitled Ooh Child. It was a hit song reaching the top 40 on the Billboard 100. It was an uplifting message that ranked 402 on the Rolling Stone magazine, 500 greatest song of all time. The song was covered by a lot of artists, the Spinners, Bruce Ruffin, Nina Simone, Dusty Springfield, New Birth, Edwin Hawkins, Richie Havens, Mary Wilson, Nancy Wilson, Howlin' Oates, Donnie McClurkin, Janet Jackson, and many, many others covered the song. It was also featured in the blockbuster movie Boys in the Hood, and also the movie by Spike Lee, Crooklyn. The song had a profound and powerful, prolific, uplifting message. It said, "Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter." They repeated that. They said, "Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter." And it went on to say, "Someday we'll work together and we'll get it all done. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday we'll walk together in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter." Ooh, child. Now, I know that sounds very utopian, sounds ideal, sounds unrealistic. But nonetheless, it was an amazing song that uplifted our hearts and kept us moving forward. And I truly believe that what the message might have been saying to us then and now was trouble don't last always. Job said in the book of Job that man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. I wanted to look at that word trouble for a minute. The word trouble is a noun that means to be distressed, disturbed, to worry, mental and physical disorder, an untimely inconvenience, to be upset, to be annoyed. Now, trouble comes in different forms. There are those who are in trouble, and there are those who make trouble. And then there is what you call the troubleshooter. He's the one who works to locate and fix trouble. I like the song Miss Lillian Bingham sings, "Trouble in My Way." She says, "I lay awake at night, but that's all right." Then she goes on to say, "Jesus will fix it after a while." Historically, during this time in Scripture, the Jews were a troubled people. They were under Roman rule. They had long awaited one who would come and remove the oppressors and rule over a new kingdom. But you know what? Trouble got in the way. Trouble will do that, you know. Just when you think you've got it going on and all is looking pretty good and you're sailing along, there comes trouble. Y'all done got quiet on me. Not much has changed. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Through all of human civilization, there is and has and always will be one group making trouble for another group. Now I looked at this and I surmise that there are three kinds of trouble here. One, society made trouble. You've got ruthless leaders, authoritarian leaders. Often, and them and their minions will make difficulty for those who they rule over. Help me, somebody. Certain policies and certain perspectives can be troublesome for many. The powerful make trouble for the weak. The wealthy make trouble for the poor. Those who are in power make trouble for those who are out of power. Society made trouble. But hold on to your church hat. We also have self-made trouble. Help me, somebody. Now, the Jews were looking for the Messiah, but they made trouble for themselves as well, having rejected Jesus. Can you imagine looking for something all along, and it's right there in your face, and you don't even recognize it? They made trouble for themselves by rejecting his ways, rejecting his teachings, and rejecting his wisdom. Most of all, rejecting the truth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is what Matthew was trying to tell the Jews, that Jesus is the Son of God. But they, being hard-headed folk, rejected Jesus. So they made trouble for themselves. Anybody made trouble for themselves? I know I'm not in here by myself. If you live long enough, you will have trouble, whether it be society made trouble or whether you will make trouble for yourself. Too many times we make trouble for ourselves. Somebody said, it's not my mother, it's not my father, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Self-made trouble. But the good news is, trouble don't last always. And finally, third, I like this one though. Saved from trouble. Anybody been saved from trouble? If anybody knew trouble, it was Jesus. Born into troubled times. Bible says there was no room in the inn. Can you imagine going somewhere and getting there and traveling all this time, and when you get there, you have no place to lay your head? He was born in troubled times. He was born in a troubled society. He was despised, criticized, lied on, talked about as sure as you're born. Jesus knew trouble. He had trouble in his way. His ministry had trouble. Those who would believe on him had trouble. One of them would betray him. One of them would deny him. Others would run away, scared to death. They had trouble. There was trouble with the religious hierarchy. You know, those who are in large and in charge. They had some trouble. In fact, the high priest had some trouble. Now, Jesus had trouble with all of these religious so-called leaders. He was acquainted with grief. They took him from the garden, took him from pillar to post. They chose Barabbas to pardon and said, crucify Jesus. Pilate said, I find no fault in him, and he washed his hands from the whole deal. They put a rugged cross on his shoulders and marched him through the city of Jerusalem. I'm glad trouble don't last always, though.
You know, there will be trouble.
We live in a troubled world. Folk don't agree. Folk don't get along. Political and social deception. Trouble in the home, and don't be surprised, there's trouble in the church.
But trouble don't last always, y'all. Let me close this message, this feeble message here. In this text recorded by Matthew, these women are coming to the tomb. They're coming to the graveyard. They are expecting to anoint the body of Jesus. They had expected him to still be in the grave. After all he told them, after all he said, after all he done, after all he demonstrated, all his power that he demonstrated, they still came to the tomb expecting him to still be in the tomb. Even our best intentions leaves a lot to be desired. Sometimes it doesn't matter how hard we work, how much we do, how, where, and what we go for, our best intentions will often be futile. Matthew says that the angel met them at the grave with good news. He says, I know who you're looking for, and if I can use this language, but he ain't here. He gone. I believe the angel might have said, I know you've had trouble in your way, but trouble don't last always. I know what somebody might be thinking right now. I know it looks bad for somebody. I realize the situation, but Jesus is not here, he says. He's risen. I believe he was telling them that trouble don't last always. He might have said, I know it's trouble in the world, but he's risen. He might have said, life ain't fair, and I said ain't. It's not a bed of roses, but he's risen. Trouble don't last always. Things don't go as planned. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, and most of the time they will go astray. But I'm glad trouble don't last. I've had trouble in my way. I've laid awake at night. Matter of fact, I laid awake at night troubling over this message. But I know he'll fix it. I know it'll be all right. Somebody said he's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Somebody said he's sunshine on a cloudy day. He can make a crooked line straight. And he picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I'm glad that trouble don't last always. I'm about to finish here, y'all. He's not here. He's risen. Somebody said, the songwriter said, sooner we'll be done with the troubles of the world. I'm going home to live with God. Trouble don't last always. I've got some witnesses here, and I'm going to take my seat. Paul says, for consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. He says, trouble don't last always. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff are with me. Trouble don't last always. Nehemiah said, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Trouble don't last always. Peter said, and God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will restore you, make you strong. Trouble don't last always. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Trouble don't last always. I'm glad that trouble is just a fleeting moment. I'm glad that trouble is a temporary thing. I'm glad that trouble is here just for a little while. I'm simply trying to tell you, trust in God, because trouble don't last always.